To innest and rest. Into this moment. And you might even begin with a few slightly deeper breaths. Maybe even a few sighs. Sound can be a beautiful way of releasing tension in the body or in the mind or in the heart. With each exhalation, inviting a resting, a releasing, relaxation is such an important ingredient in our practice. A measure of ease can support more mindful, less reactive presence in the moment. So we often begin any practice with breath and with body. So letting the breath be natural, easeful, without any unnecessary efforting. And letting the warm sunbeam of your awareness sweep through the body, slowly and steadily, maybe beginning at the crown of the head and working your way gently downward. Bringing extra kind attention to any places that can be reservoirs of tension or tightness. The eyes, relaxing through the jaw and the throat. And softening through the shoulders. Letting arms and hands be heavy. Palms soft and open. Relaxing through the belly. And the back. While we want to enlist the strength and stability of the spine by sitting upright, we also want to invite the muscles of the back body to hang on that skeleton so that there is a measure of ease, a loosening, a lengthening through the back. So we let the skeleton do the work and we let the muscles rest. And letting go of any bracing in the legs or the lower body. Relaxing through the soles of the feet. Letting them rest on the earth. Letting the body be held by the chair or the cushion or the floor. It's as if we're resting the body on the earth. And then we rest the mind, we rest our attention on the body. Inviting that last and perhaps sometimes most contracted muscle in the body, the thinking muscle, inviting the thinking muscle to relax and soften and begin to settle. And just allowing yourself just these few minutes here to land in this moment by landing in a felt sense of the body. You might rest into a felt sense of the body as a whole, Or maybe it's the felt sense of the breath moving through the body that feels like the most easeful place to place your awareness. Just letting yourself come home again and again to this felt sense of body or breath. Body and breath can be a still point amidst the thought storms that can swirl through the mind. We can come home to the slowness, the solidity, stability, groundedness of the body. the body is always ever here. No matter what's going on internally or externally, it's a little bit like a mountain that's present through all forms of weather. The mountain remains whether skies are bright and clear or dark and stormy, whether the view is obscured by fog or smoke. There's an enduring, stable, steady quality to both the earth body and our human body. And as a way of gently exploring how we might harness or bring forward some of this steadiness, stability, groundedness, into the swirls of life. I invite you, if you wish, to call to mind some place in your life right now, something in your life right now that feels like it's knocking you a little bit off balance. And there might be a lot to choose from, and as a kindness to yourself, I would invite you to not necessarily choose the most destabilizing thing in your life. If you can, you know, to choose something that's modestly unbalancing. Maybe it's a tension in a relationship that you're in, or a particular difficult conversation or communication exchange. Maybe it's something related to your health. Maybe it's some element of the current political or social or environmental climate that is upsetting or stressful. And touching in to this situation or experience, maybe thinking about it just a little bit, but not getting lost in all the details of the story. It's really calling this experience to mind so that you can start to feel the impact in your body. Maybe you can really start to feel that sense of destabilization, tension, or stress, agitation, or worry, anger, fear that gets evoked. And seeing if you can tune in to how that reverberates through your body. And you might see, even as this discomfort might be noticeable in the body, can you also in any way connect with the breath? Or connect with a sense of your feet on the earth? Seeing if it's possible to touch into the grounded nature that also resides in your body. And an additional way of inviting in a quality of balance or perspective, more ease or peace, is the use of a gentle phrase that conveys an energy of acceptance, even welcome. Something like, oh, it's like this. So as you're sitting with this experience that's destabilizing or unsettling, trying on what it's like to use one of the following phrases or expressions that I'll offer as a sample. It's like this. Things are as they are. This belongs. Sometimes, as we start to open to experiences that are difficult what can happen is there's a tumbling forward of multiple experiences. So sometimes a phrase like, oh, this too. This too. And each time something new pops up, oh, and this. And this. Sometimes simply saying yes. Yes. And oftentimes what's difficult for us, what knocks us off balance, has to do with something happening in a relationship or something happening to someone that we care about. We see them making choices we don't agree with or we worry about. And so phrases like, all beings have their own journey. This is yours. Or, may I open my heart to your journey just as it is. Or I care about your journey, but I can't control it. So just noticing how these phrases reverberate through your body, how they impact. You in this moment, what effect it has on how this life experience impacts you. And then taking a slightly deeper breath and with the exhalation, letting go of any focus on this event and coming home fully to a felt sense of body or breath. Letting your experience be just as it is. Letting yourself be just as you are, just for now.